بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. من الناس آية with regard to the instance of Talha ibn Ubayrik. After he was found guilty, he was exposed as for stealing from Ansari, his armor and his blouse, and he tried to cover it up and put the blame on him. But when that nothing helped and he had to, he was exposed, then he escaped and went to Makkah Sharif. There he became an open polytheist, a mushrik, and his old habit of stealing, which was inherent in him, he carried on with it. He tried to rob somebody in Makkah Sharif also by scaling a wall, but the wall collapsed and fell on him, and thereby killing him. He died in that state. So in the Sahih Allah Ta'ala explains, now he died in the state of Kufa, and there is no hope whatsoever for his forgiveness. In the Sahih Allah explains that every guna besides Kufa and Shirk, Allah is prepared to forgive on the day of Qiyamah. Kufr and shirk will not be forgiven. In this world, if a person makes tawbah from kufr and shirk, then even that is forgiven. But if a person dies as a mushrik, as a kafir, then that will not be forgiven. Besides that, all the other gunas for whom Allah wishes to, He will forgive. And being punished even for a little while in the qabr is no easy task. And to be punished in Jahannam is also no easy task. But after that, to get salvation and to be forever and ever in Jannah is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So kufr and shirk are two gunas that a person must stay away from completely. All gunas, a person must make tawbah. When he makes him see a tawbah, all these gunas are completely forgiven. So Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah La yaghfiru an yushraka bihi. Beshak Allah Ta'ala nahi bakhshta usko jo uska shareek kare. Allah definitely does not forgive that person who associates partners to Allah Ta'ala. And this in conjunction with many other ayat and ahadith shows that not only shirk but kufr also. One is not to believe in Allah at all, like what we call an atheist who does not believe. One is a person believes in Allah, but he believes that Allah needs help with idols or Allah has to be worshipped through intermediaries like idols, etc. All that is called shirk. So these are the two gunas, kufr and shirk, which Allah Ta'ala will never forgive if a person dies with those gunas. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ اور بخشتہ ہے اس کے سوا جس کو چاہے. And besides kufr and shirk, whichever or any and all gunas for whom Allah wishes to, Allah will forgive. If Allah does not forgive, then he will have to go to Jahannam and pay the punishment for it. And after that he will still come to Jannah. But having committed kufr and shirk. وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ or جس نے تشریف پھیرایا اللہ کا, whoever has made a partner with Allah Ta'ala, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا, وہ بے شک گر کر, وہ بے شک کر دور جا پڑا, بحث کر دور جا پڑا. That person definitely has gone greatly, greatly astray. And kufr and shirk are also of two types. One is openly, a person says, I don't believe in Allah, Alhamdulillah, or an atheist, etc. And one is a person says, I believe in Allah, but his actions belie that. His actions are such that he does not believe in Allah Ta'ala. One is a person says, that I don't may associate any partners with Allah Ta'ala, but in his actions, he associates partners with Allah. Like, for example, A person says, I believe in the oneness of Allah, but he believes that medicine has got effect, and medicine will give me my cure. So that is also shirk, but it is not that serious type where a person openly becomes a mushrik. So as long as a person says he believes in Allah, though in his actions are such that he does not actually believe in Allah, or he says he believes in the oneness of Allah, but his actions are such that he has no shape, partners for Allah. So the actual kufr and shirk, those are those gunas which Allah Ta'ala will never forgive. So in person, what is the safest route for us is to read our kalima every day, to refresh our iman, and to read all our five kalimas, and iman in mufassal, iman in mujmal. It will be of great, great goodness to us. On a daily basis, we should read that, and try read it consciously with the meaning in mind as well. And also, if we make tawbah and istighfar personally for all our gunas, and there are many amal that we do where we get the reward for doing those amal, and the effect is such that by them gunas are forgiven. All our minor, major gunas are also forgiven. So the door of salvation are very wide open. A person should go through those doors and getting the salvation of Allah Ta'ala. And if he does not avail of it, then though he has his own lifetime, but he carries on living without availing of the salvation of Allah, then unfortunately the consequences in the qabr will be very, very grave. May Allah protect us, guide us, give us understanding that reasonably we return to Allah Ta'ala, may tawbah istighfar fulfill his commandments through the actions, options and options, actions that we are supposed to do, and then have a safe passage, safe journey directly to Jannah when we die. May Allah give us all tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم